Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Strength of Courage by Alfred Dansbury Sr. is the story of an African-American soldier who serves in World War II and the Korean War. The book follows Master Sergeant David Henry through the horrors of war and through racism in the service and at home. He survives two wars and returns home, gets married, and he and his wife raise four adopted mixed-race children from Europe. The effects of the war leave him with mental and physical scars, and it takes years for him to begin to recount his war experiences to anyone. Alfred J. Dansbury Sr. is a retired community college teacher and writing instructor, worked for the City of Camden, New Jersey, Department of Planning and Development for 37 years. He's a realtor, real estate investor, also a commissioner with the City of Camden Housing Authority. He earned a MBA from Eastern University in Pennsylvania, a bachelor's degree in English journalism from Rutgers, a MA in education from Central Michigan University, and an MA in writing from Rowan University. Alfred J. Dansbury Sr., author of the historical fiction The Strength of Courage, is our guest on This Week in America. Alfred, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Sure, Rick. I'm glad to be here.
This is such a fascinating book that you've created. The book is The Strength of Courage, and we'll be giving you information and Alfred's website as we go through the interview. What was the inspiration for writing the book? Why did you decide to write The Strength of Courage?
I wrote it, Rick, because a good friend of mine, he was a good friend, a fishing buddy of mine, many years ago, he used to tell me bits and pieces of stories of his experiences during World War II and during the Korean War. And he would drop stories here, stories there, not all at once, little by little. Sometimes I was listening, sometimes I wasn't interviewing him, but sometimes I would ask questions. But some of the stories were so harrowing and so over the top,
yes,
really, of incidents that happened, and I kept them in the back of my mind, and I said to myself that I would one day write a book about his adventures. And so years passed, and finally, after he passed, a few years after that, I decided that I would enroll in a program, the writing program at Rowan University, and learn the skills I needed in order to properly construct the book and go about it in the right way. And I did that. That was the inspiration.
And the reviews have been excellent. The book is The Strength of Courage by Alfred Dansbury Sr. His website is alfreddansburysbooks.com. We'll give you that as we go through our conversation here today. Book available, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. What sources did you use to create this story? It's an historical story, but obviously based on an experience in your real life and someone you knew. What sources did you use to make this book authentic and real and believable?
Rick, I talked to other veterans from World War II and the Korean War, and some of them were just conversations with them. Others were formal interviews. I even went to, several times, I went to the veterans' home down in southern New Jersey, down in Cumberland County, and interviewed several soldiers there from the Army and from the Marines and the Air Force about their experiences as well. And also used bibliography, a lot of books, reports, magazine and newspaper articles, and historical records, including military records. I was able to get my friends' military records, even through the family, of course.
Yes.
And I use those all in the process of writing the book.
The book is The Strength of Courage. Our guest is Alfred J. Dansbury Sr., the author of the book. His website is alfreddansburysbooks.com. Book available wherever books are sold. How long did this process take you from the time you decided, I'm going to tell this story? This is a powerful story, a story of resilience, a story of gaining hope. I need to share this. How long did it take you to write the book, this whole process?
I started at rowing in 2014, and that's where I started recording bits and pieces of it, and then it built into larger assignments. I wrote it into assignments that I had to complete at the college in the different courses I was taking, and so it took me 4 years. By the fourth year, by 2018, I started in 2014. By 2018, when I graduated, I used the manuscript that I had written for the book. I used it as my final master's project for the master's in writing.
Yes.
And I presented it to the faculty and students and graduate students and faculty at Rowan University at a symposium where we had to present our projects and so forth. And it went very well to both the faculty and the graduate students there.
With the success that you're having with The Strength of Courage, with the knowledge you gained in taking the course and developing your writing craft, are you working on other books now?
Not right now, I'm not, Rick. I'm just working on continuing to advertise and market The Strength of Courage. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking about writing a book about an African-American soldier that, but this soldier was my grandfather, and he fought in World War I. And through my studies for and research for writing The Strength of Courage, I read a lot of information on African-American soldiers during World War I. And my grandfather served with a group of soldiers that fought in France. And they were highly decorated. They were actually his unit actually fought under the French command. And they did such a fantastic job of heroism and fighting that they were given the highest honors of the French military, the medals they received. And I must have been, I don't know, maybe 5, 6 years old. I remember my grandfather talking about that experience of him serving in France.
Yes.
And he also talked about, you know, things that happened when they returned. And they returned, they should have been received as heroes, but they were not.
That sounds like a fascinating concept for a book, and I hope you're able to start on that project, promoting now the current book, The Strength of Courage by Alfred J. Dansbury Sr. When you look back at the work that you've done, any particular parts of the book that you like the most, that you feel really deal with the topic and present it in a very relatable manner? Any parts of the book you'd like to talk about that you really feel are very important?
Well, one of the parts that I really enjoyed writing were some of the scenes that I wrote about the character who was an avid fisherman. Sergeant David Henry was an avid fisherman. And in fact, the person he began to talk about his war experiences with was a young man, another fisherman named Jim Reed. And the part that I enjoyed was writing about where he and Jim and a couple other fishermen would travel to different lakes and to salt for lake fishing, saltwater fishing. And I enjoyed writing a description of the visuals of the outdoor areas where they went fishing.
Yes.
Sky, the water, the flora and fauna that they saw, and just writing that. Those scenes were really, really close to me because I'm an avid fisherman. I'm on the water as much as I can. I have a small boat myself, and I'm out there with my friends enjoying the outdoors. And that's really what I most enjoyed about was writing, because I wrote that those scenes from the heart, from being there. Now, I enjoy writing the military scenes too, the different battle scenes, but I couldn't write that from personal experience. I had to write that from watching years and years of war movies, all the books I read about the battles, and from the actual interviews that I had with the soldiers that I talked to about their experience. And I had some really, really good stories. I talked to one Marine. He was in a battle during the Korean War called the Chosin Reservoir Battle in Korea, where they fought the North Koreans and the Chinese. And it was a horrible, bloody, bloody battle. He told me about, and I interviewed him.
You have vivid descriptions in the book, and you talk about your love for the outdoors. You just don't say they're out fishing. You really bring the scene to life. You can actually see Master Sergeant Henry and Jim fishing. You can see what's around them, the environment, the surroundings. Yeah. You bring it to life, and the characters are very real as well. And the story is well-paced. An excellent job in the book, The Strength of Courage, by Alfred J. Dansbury Sr., is our guest on the program. You deal with topics, very important topics. There were topics then, they're topics now. Talk about some of the themes that you deal with in The Strength of Courage.
I tried to bring out the themes of with the sergeant and Jim, honor and trust. The sergeant, in several areas and instances, he talked about how there had to be, and there was, honor and trust among the members of the armed forces, his fellow soldiers around him, how they took care of each other. And that was very important to the sergeant. He started out as a truck driver, but eventually, as times changed, he was promoted to a medical specialist, a medic. And he was taught that they would be the last medics, or the last to leave the field. Because, of course, they're treating sick and injured and dying soldiers, a lot of them. And he took that to heart. He really believed in that. And it almost cost him his life, because he was left on the battlefield.
The book is very emotional at times. Like I say, you bring these characters to life. We feel like we know Jim. We feel like we know Master Sergeant Henry. Were there parts of the book difficult for you to write? What was this like for you to tell these stories, especially in these emotional areas?
Oh, probably the most difficult to write was when I had to basically have some of my characters killed.
Yes.
You know, in battle, because it was, war was very difficult, especially writing the scene about the child, little child that the North Korean general executed. Those scenes were, that scene and others like that were difficult, but I had to kill off some of my darlings, as they say.
Yes, that has to be difficult as you're telling the story, but so important to the story and really elevates the impact of the message and the storyline in the book, The Strength of Courage, dealing with survival, courage, overcoming adversity. A lot of key topics and themes that they struggled with and coming to reality with the war and attempting to deal with it. A few minutes left in the program. You touched on something earlier, and that's now focusing on marketing. It's always interesting once a writer, especially a first-time writer, gets the book finished and they take a deep breath, then they realize, okay, I have to market the book now, and I have to try to sell this so people read the book and get the message. What are you planning on doing in marketing, and how's that whole marketing aspect been for you?
Well, I started with social media, of course, Facebook, Instagram, putting advertisements on YouTube, local bookstores, local newspapers. That was very, very helpful as far as getting the word out about the book.
And you did a book signing. Talk about that. That's a bookstore what close to Rutgers there in Camden. Talk about that, actually being able to come in contact with readers and to make that eye contact and to tell the story and for them to sense the sincerity of your story. What was that like doing a live book signing where you have people there that you can talk to?
Yeah. Luckily, that particular bookstore, I've known that bookstore and been in and out of there for over 30 years. And he has a wide reader or customer base.
Yes.
He's all, you know, countywide, maybe even statewide, but I know countywide, everybody knows him and go, people from all over this area go to his bookstore. So many people have told me that they, you know, patronize his business. So when I was advertising, when I advertised the book signing, people were responding. Many people were telling me that they went there also and they bought books there. So I was able to tap into a resource that was well known and well served by them.
The bookstore was La Unique, if I'm saying that correctly, African American Bookstore and Cultural Center near the Rutgers campus. And if you live in a community that's got a bookstore, you can go and you can order the book there, support the local bookstore. This book is The Strength of Courage. What kind of feedback are you getting, Alfred, with the book?
After the book signing at the name of the bookstore is La Unique. La Unique African American Bookstore and Cultural Center. But I got great feedback from my family and friends.
Yes.
And as well as online, I got 5-star reviews. They come through, they come to Amazon.
Yes, fantastic.
I've got some. The Strength of Courage is a beautifully written book that tells a gripping and emotional story that will leave you inspired and moved at the end. This is written testament to the incredible strength and courage that soldiers, our unsung heroes, exhibit in the face of adversity. That's just one
one of many five-star reviews that are there on Amazon. And I think when you read the book, The Strength of Courage, you will understand why. I just want to ask before we leave, I mentioned this is very vivid. You do an excellent job of creating a word picture so we see what these people are going through, again, when they're fishing and talking in the environment. We feel like we're there watching and listening to the conversation. Any talk with any screenwriters about possibly doing a movie out of this?
Not so far. I do have a good friend that I grew up with. I was a writing professor at Howard University for over 40 years. He does screenwriting. So I sent him a copy of the book. I have to get back to him to see if he would be interested in adapting the book to a screenwriting script.
Boy, I hope that comes to fruition, because you've done such a wonderful job in the book, The Strength of Courage, Historical Fiction by Alfred J. Dansbury. That's Dansbury Sr. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. You can order it. Your neighborhood bookstore, for example, can get it. And you can order it at Alfred's website, which is alfreddansburysbooks.com. Dansbury, Dansbury, alfreddansburysbooks.com. And, of course, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That will take you to Alfred's website. Alfred, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of the book, The Strength of Courage, A Powerful Story Well Told. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. The book, once again, available wherever books are sold. Alfred's website, alfreddansburysbooks.com. All this information on The Strength of Courage you'll find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.